Today is special. You will hear an excerpt from an interview I did with four adult children of divorce. They have some simple advice for you that could change your lives and the lives of your children forever. Please listen and learn from the real experts of divorce, the children themselves. Welcome to the Pro Se Divorce Podcast, where you can learn how to turn mediocre mediations into major successes. My name is Tom Davis, and I'm a certified professional divorce mediator in Denver, Colorado. I've helped thousands of clients over the past two decades reach success rates and outcomes that are significantly higher than what is typical. In each episode, I will share valuable insights, practical skills, and tools you can utilize right away to improve your mediation outcomes. And I'll serve as your guide through the potentially confusing process of divorce. Better days are coming, starting now. You heard me correct. In September this year, I sat down with four adult children of divorce, ranging in ages from 21 to 31, and I conducted a three-hour interview with them. The full interview will most likely come out in 2025 as a three-part series, I'm guessing. And honestly, there's real wisdom in there that they share, and every divorcing parent should hear it, so I hope you catch it when it airs. Today, however, you will be the first to hear these young ladies speak out about their experiences and share some simple but powerful advice for divorcing parents. Now, many parents fail, frankly, in co-parenting after divorce in a few simple areas that are easy to fix, basic to understand, and make some of the biggest impacts to recovery and adjustment of their children. And weirdly enough, it is the most common thing that I see parents dismiss and not understand the importance of it. And so, you know, I want to share this with you. These young ladies' experiences serve as yet another example of how their parents could have done better in these really basic areas. And they didn't. And so as you listen to them speak, take note of what they say is important, what they say is not important, and how after all these years, you can tell just so how near under the surface these ideas are for them. It is their hope and my intention through sharing these interviews with you that your children can be heard and helped in the ways they need from you. And as you head into Christmas and start the new year, let it be a time of renewed commitment to consciously parent and connect with your children through the remaining years of your lives. They will thank you. Enjoy this brief excerpt. Better days starting now. What are some things that you think divorcing parents think are a big deal for you that really aren't that important to you? Like a lot of parents will fight over, let's say, overnights, or a lot of parents will say, you know, they'll spend a lot of money and time and on fighting for something, and the kid may just say, I don't really care about any of that, right? Are there things like that that you're aware of that?
Honestly, holidays.
I was going to say that too.
I don't really care.
I would just like the decision to be made for me.
Yeah, but also like
that was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah. But also not on the flip side, let the kid make the decision too. Like if you don't want to be with your dad on Christmas, you shouldn't have to be with your dad on Christmas. Cause like, I don't want to be with my dad on Christmas.
I was thinking all the nitpicky stuff, like overnight this and the specificities, like the child is in pain that their parents are separated and having one extra day or one weekend, like it's not going to, it's just not even on their radar. So.
Yeah. I think like getting so nitpicky over a 50-50 is more about the parents' feelings than the child's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say maybe open up the conversation to the kid, like, I don't even know if you can legally do this, but like letting them go see their dad if they miss their dad. I don't know.
Calling
them. Yeah, yeah.
Nicole?
No, I wholeheartedly agree. I think nitpicking the holidays, especially the time that gets divided in between the parents, don't count the hours, don't count the days, don't don't count Christmas Day means more love than Christmas Eve. And try not to divide the holidays like that anyways. It's just really stressful. Holidays are supposed to be a time where family gets together and they love each other. I know I have a, somebody that I used to know who they would actually have, the ex-wife and her partner and her kid, join their family for festivities. And it was, I think, really difficult probably for some people, but I think it made the experience more magical. So if you can't manage to do that, then don't make it worse by nitpicking the holidays apart.
One thing that I see a lot of is when parents are going through a parenting plan, again, they have this requirement to document these things with some specificity. So overnight count becomes a big deal. And one of the things that I really see a struggle for is for parents, no one wants the minority of parenting time, right? That's sort of a lose deal for them. But what would you say to the parent who is maybe in a position to consider, or due to schedules or some other limitations, that they're going to have minority of, they're going to have less than half the parenting time? What would you say to that parent to, who might be worried about them not having as much impact or influence or ability to contribute to your development?
You still definitely do.
Yeah, like, not to be cheesy, but, like, it's not about counting the days, it's about making them count. Like, being the best parent that you can with what you have is more important than having more, I guess.
Like, for me, I had less time and experience with my father, and I was raised mostly by my mother. We alternated in the beginning, but then it was mostly my mom. And I ended up taking more away from my father and taking up being more like my father towards the end. And today I'm much more impacted by him, and his time was less. So it doesn't, the time does not equate impact.
The only thing I'd like to add is that if there happens to be this point in the debate and somebody wants to keep the kid out of ego or pride or something, but you know that that home is not going to be good and you are on the end of being that parent who gets limited time, but they're going to spend a majority of their time at a household that will not be good for them, I would try to do what you can to fight for that. It is important, I think, for their development, not to grow up in a home that could be broken or filled with alcohol or mental illness. So if the kid's safety isn't an issue and it just comes down to you get a little bit less time, even those few days count. I do agree with everyone in that regard.
All right. Definitely lightning round as we wind up here. What things do you think divorcing parents tend to diminish or dismiss, but are actually a bigger deal for you? Like, a lot of times parents will say, oh, they'll get over it, or we don't need to worry about that. But, you know, later, maybe these things were more important to you that the parents didn't think to make them more of a priority.
Well, it sounds like from Marie and Nicole's point of view, let them be together. Let the siblings be together. Yeah.
For me, it was the bickering. It seems little, like, oh, your father this. Like, that may be little, but it's the reason my mom and I don't have a relationship today.
Yeah, it builds up over time.
I would say the bickering, too.
I don't know. I kind of agree with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe bickering is not the right word. What's the one where you talk behind someone's back?
Gossiping?
Yeah. Like, gossiping. Well,
and then there's bashing.
Like, bashing is what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. And right.
Commander.
Okay. Yeah. What, okay. So I wanted to say thank you for sharing such intimate time and, you know, your experiences. It's really, I think, rare to hear. So I hope for all the parents out there, and if your children also have divorced, maybe you hear this, it'll help you. But I'm hoping that it'll help parents be more thoughtful and how they can be more supportive and maybe avoid things that make it harder for their kids. And just to remind folks, the goal here is not to shame anyone who may not have done everything well. It's to share these valuable experiences so, you know, parents have an opportunity to do better jobs, right? We don't know. No one comes with an owner's manual. We don't know what to do. We have to learn. And so, you know, you can read all the books you want, but when kids speak directly about their experiences, I think that's pretty powerful. So I really think what you've all done here today is valuable. And because kids are the only non-renewable resource in the whole mess. You can make more money. You can heal. You're the adult. You pick the situation. The kids did not. And it's just something that, you know, don't let ego or vanity get in the way. Go do your best and find out what you don't know. Find out what you don't know and check in with your kids. I'm hearing a lot of that. And a lot of that could have been done better. And, you know, making sure that your needs were actually prioritized more and things like that. So this is, when you boil it down, there's probably not a whole complicated thing to remember. It's just do a couple basic things and do those well, and then make a big difference. And I'm hoping the parents hear that out there. And again, and just because your kids are over 18, let's say, you don't have to worry about it being too late to talk about things. So I wanted to say thank you to my guests for sharing and being so open and vulnerable, and to the listeners who are trying to take something away from this. Thank you as well. This has been Tom Davis. Thank you for joining me today. Remember to protect every accomplishment you make together, and that setbacks are just wins in the making. Stay positive. The Pro Se Divorce Podcast is a production of Family Synergy Mediation. The information in these podcasts are opinions only and should not be considered legal advice. Visit myfamilymediation.com to learn more.